My name's Naomi, and I came from Vancouver. I thought that this encounter was very powerful for me in the way that I was holding a lot of grudges and unforgiveness towards specifically one person in my family, but with others as well. And I feel like that burden is kind of lifted off of me, and I feel that I re-encountered God again during this weekend. I felt like I lost my childlike relationship with God, but I feel like that's kind of back with me. And I just feel free, you know, like some strings were just cut, you know, from me and, you know, the enemy and the bad things of this world. So thank you for helping with that.
Hi, my name is Valentina. I'm from Washington. I've been to the kids' encounter here a long, long time ago, and it was amazing because, like, you see, you're a child, you don't really care about what other people think of you, like how they look at you, and as you get older, you start to notice that some people start judging you, start looking at you funny, and, you know, just start pressing on you for being who you are. And I just decided that it was time for me to let go on all my grudges, on, like how she said, unforgiveness, I mean, and all my insecurities too, because I can look like a tough person when it comes to all that, but deep down inside, it gets you thinking, and all that starts building up, and I just really needed to let go of everything. So now I feel like everything has just been lifted off. I feel like I can fly. I mean, like, just being in the presence of God is literally the most amazing thing that can happen, and just nothing beats it.
I'm Lily. I'm from Oregon. And so coming here, I was thinking, you know, what more is there? Like, I was really open to whatever more there is. And so now that I went through this, I figured, like, what exactly is my destiny? That was really my question, like, my whole life. Because, I mean, I was a Christian, and, like, you know, I can forgive easily. But, I mean, I still had, like, I guess some people that I just couldn't. I thought I will be able to over time, but I guess I did it. And now this encounter helped me so much just breathe again and figure out my life. And now I feel really good. Feel really on track.
Hi, I'm Tony from Oregon also. What I got out of Encounter was something that kind of, for you guys it's like duh, but for me it was kind of like, you know, it took me a little bit of time to finally understand. I was already acquainted with like feathers, you know, how it just start falling and they appear and stuff like that, and diamonds, oil that comes from heaven, and as well as, gold dust and all that stuff. But apparently, I also thought that this is the thing that really got me. Everybody's relationship with God is very unique and different. Everybody has their own little ways of getting the Holy Spirit that everybody gets differently, as well as just the way they communicate with him, just the way they see him and all that stuff. I used to think it was all exactly the same, like God was just one person, you know, with one type of personality, but he's actually so much more than that. So that's what I got from it.
My name is David. I'm from Vancouver. And I guess what I got out of Encounter was that I was reminded that I'm still with God, that he's still with me, and that I'm not alone. And I guess I spoke in tongues for first time in like a year and a half or so. So I guess I was reminded that he's still with me, even though I'm so far from him that no matter how far I try to run, he'll always be right inside my heart. So.
My name is Daniel, and I'm from Vancouver. And for the longest time, I've always struggled with addictions. And I feel like I'm, after the encounter, I feel just so much more powerful in saying no. And I really hope that, well, I know that it'll help me out when I go back to home and get faced with temptations. I know I'm going to be able to say no. And that's it.